up a notch. Detroit basketball.
Live from the dungeon in Detroit, Michigan. It is the Detroit Pistons pregame show. I am your host, David M. Allen, live on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. And we're about to get this started right for you. We'll get you ready for this Pistons versus the Brooklyn Nets game. Just a few hours, about 3 hours to be exact. The Pistons had an absolute great game last night against the New York Knicks. I wouldn't say dominant, but for the most part, they showed that they're going to be something to reckon with from here on out. I mean, the future does look bright, despite the fact that the Pistons and KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, didn't come to an agreement on a contract right this minute. He showed up and showed out last night. I mean, 19 big points. Even when it looked like that he got hurt late in the game, he still came back and dropped a couple meaningful buckets. And like I said, man, he showed up. He showed out last night. 19 points, 7 of 11 shooting, 63%. 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and he was a major factor in this win. Also a major factor last night was Marcus Morris, poured in 22 points. He went toe-for-toe with Carmelo Anthony last night, man. I mean, Melo made a couple of tough shots. You know Melo, he's going jab-step, shoot. I mean, you know, it's a kind of predictable game there. But Marcus Morris, you know them Philly cats are, man. They're not scared of nothing, man. He wasn't scared last night, and he came through big time, man. 22 big points. He picked up a lot of slack. Andre Drummond had a rough night points-wise and shooting-wise, 4 for 13 shooting, but Marcus Morris really came through. Him, Ish Smith, and Tobias, they had big games last night, and if this is how they're going to roll, a lot of people are going to get rolled over from here on out because Pistons weren't playing no games last night. Granted, they played the Knicks and they played the, you know, the NBA's version of a care home, but they did the job last night. They moved on to 3-1 last night and they faced the lowly Brooklyn Nets, and I don't think anybody's scared of the Brooklyn Nets. I tell you that much. But Brooklyn Nets better be scared of the Pistons, I tell you what. Last game the Nets played, they got their asses whooped, 118-88 by the Chicago Bulls. Brooklyn Nets are 1-3. Again, there's nobody on that team that you should fear. Only name that you should give a damn about is probably Jeremy Lin, and that tells you a lot of what you have to deal with. Tobias Harris, 25 points last night, 8 of 12 shooting, 66%, 10 rebounds, 3 assists. And a block. Now, I had some doubts of what Tobias Harris could be in his career. And I was, I wasn't the biggest fan when he was in Orlando. I really didn't believe in him that much. I seen talent, but it's like he didn't let it materialize. But I truly feel if you let that offense run through Tobias and you kind of force him to step it up and be a leader and you know, get his confidence going early, I think he can do what he did last night. Day in and day out, I fully expect that man to have at least 23, 24 points tonight against the Nets. We're talking about the Nets. Who? Listen, Andre Drummond's going to get it going tonight. I guarantee that. He may even have another 20 and 20 game because, I mean, that Nets squad, goddamn, can't say it enough. Ish Smith did a decent job last night. He had a rough day shooting, 5 for 14 from the field, but he had 10 points, 8 assists. And I'm not the biggest fan of Beno Udrih, so I tell you what, man, I'm just waiting and counting down like the rest of you for when Reggie Jackson comes back and takes back control of that lead guard spot because, I mean, Ish is doing a decent job, but with him coming off the bench – and coming behind Reggie, I think we'll be on to something, man. Andre Drummond, 9 points, 13 rebounds, 2 steals, and a block. It was all right, man. It's just that, you know, he struggled from the free throw line, 1 for 6. That's not good. He struggled from the field. He had a lot of, you know, drop step, you know, left hooks that he was trying to throw in. He was trying to throw in some tough shots last night. I wanted to see him get a little closer. Just take his time a little bit more. He kind of rushed a few shots, but I mean, it is what it is. Pistons got the W, 102-89. So at this point, when you're 3-1, you know, I really don't mind that. But you just got to keep the train rolling, man, because a couple of teams in your division won last night. You know, the Cavs beat the Rockets last night, 128-120. So they're 4-0. The Pacers won, 115-108. And the Bucks won last night, 117-113 over the Pelicans. So, again, just keep the train rolling in that division. I dropped an article this morning on couchsports.com called NBA Season Predictions. Go check it out when you get a little time. You know, hopefully don't do it while you're driving. And I predicted who the season award winners will be. By the way, I have Kentavious Caldwell-Pope as most improved. I predicted my all-star starters. I guarantee Andre Drummond will start for the Eastern starters. But most importantly, I want to know if you agree with me for my picks for the end of the year Eastern Conference standings, where I have the Detroit Pistons sitting at the third seed behind Cleveland and Toronto. I want to know if you think that I'm just shooting for the stars here. If you feel like my expectations are too high. I mean, you know, you can go to thecouchsports.com and, you know, shoot me a comment. Let me know what you think. You can find me on Twitter and comment at thecouchsports.com. I want to know if my expectations are too high or if they're just right. To me, in my head, they're just right, and I fully expect a lot from these young Pistons. And right now, I mean, they're sitting at third in their division, 3-1. They're behind the Bulls and the Cavaliers. I fully expect the Bulls to tail off sometime or another. I'm not too worried about them. The Cavs will be the only real challenge to win in this division. And, I mean, I expect the Cavs to do it. I mean, they're loaded. They're the champs. You got to give them some type of respect, you know what I mean? So I'm not too worried about it. But tonight against these lowly Brooklyn Nets, man, at 7:30, I'm not worried about them cats at all, man. It's going to be another 20-25 point blowout. Matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and go on a limb and say it's going to be a 25 point blowout of these Brooklyn Nets in their home gym in Brooklyn. And it's going to be an ass whooping, man. So enjoy the first, you know, 2-3 quarters, because that's where you might get a little bit of action. But that fourth is going to be out of hand, and you're going to be, you know, getting ready to turn to the World Series or, you know, start cooking dinner or something. It's not going to be nothing to worry about. The real worry is not going to be till November 7th against the L.A. Clippers. That's going to be the real challenge, because after Brooklyn, it's going to be the Denver Nuggets, and they're going to get rolled over too. So L.A. Clippers, November 7th, that's going to be the real one. That's going to be the real challenge. I expect the Pistons to roll in there at 5-1. So that's where they head out on this road trip. It's going to be a 4-game road trip, so it's going to be something to see. That's where the fun starts right there. So that's when these Pistons are they're going to have to bring their air game after this. These next two games are going to be something like a these next two games are going to be something like a tune-up game, you know, a rhythm games, you know, get yourselves ready for a real challenge. Tonight's going to be a slobber knocker, like JR would say. So, Stan Van Gundy and the Pistons are going to have to find a way to get Stanley Johnson going. Stanley had 1 point last night. The game before that, he had 0. The game before that, I believe he may have had 2 or 3. It's time to get Stanley going. In the long haul, having Stanley, having Ish Smith coming off the bench, just having that depth and having, you know, players that can come off the bench and score and give the starters a spell. Because this is a really balanced team. And the only star on this team is Andre Drummond. And with that said, he's on the verge of being a superstar, but there's no other real stars on his team. It's really balanced. It's similar to when the 04 Pistons didn't really have a real star, but they had a couple of standout players, but, you know, they weren't really superstars. But it was a really well-balanced team from top to bottom, and they were well-coached, and they played great defense. And I'm not sure exactly what this Pistons squad can be, but they're going to have to all do it together. So it's imperative to get Stanley going, and that's going to have to happen. This is the perfect team for Stanley to get going with. I think he can score maybe 15 points tonight if he wanted to. I mean, we're talking about the Nets, man. So with that said, I'll see you guys at the post game. We'll talk a little Pistons. I mean, most likely we'll be talking about some ass whooping. So I guess I'll see you guys tonight after the game. Peace.